With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Basketball fans, get ready. One of the most anticipated basketball leagues, the Department of Sports annual Corporate Basketball League, is finally here. The new and 16th season begins this Monday at the Arc in Caymana Bay. The organizer of the league, Director of Sports Colin Anglin, is looking forward to seeing some of the talent coming out of the different organizations this season.
We're expecting another spicy year, and once again, teams are coming out gunning for the defending champions. That's the Department of Sports. But yeah, it's supposed to be very interesting. I mean, people have been very excited and anxious to get back out on the court and to engage in the friendly spirit of competition. And I think it'll be pretty interesting. I mean, every year, because, you know, of course, you have people that move around in organizations, so you're never quite sure what to expect. So that's always interesting. It's almost something that can be compared to like the NBA draft or something like that, where you realize players are moving around. And so a team that was not that strong last year, you know, because of an HR change, could all of a sudden be the strongest team or the team to look out for this year. So that's going to be very interesting to see. And of course, we won't really know that until we actually see the teams play at least their first game or two.
Anglin says this year is going to be very interesting, especially with all the trades amongst the teams.
There have been some moves, just like, you know, the NBA offseason. There have been some moves in the Corporate Basketball League offseason. Walkers has picked up a few new recruits, some very high caliber players. The Department of Sports actually has had a few nice additions as well. Also, Maples Finance, Cayman National is in this year, so it's going to be pretty interesting. Last year, for example, Maples Finance, I believe they had Samuel Ogaro, and this year he works for Cayman National. So once again, now Cayman National has a team as well, and they have a few pretty good players that are actually in there. Some guys that have played for a long time. I mean, there's Giovanni Simpson in there. You know, you'll find these diamonds in a rough. I think once they can kind of get behind one person who makes a concerted effort to kind of gather the guys and say, hey, dust off the shoes again. Let's get back out on the court and have some fun.
Games are every Monday from 6:30 p.m. and Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Arc in Caymana Bay. In other local sports, the Baker Tilly Corporate Squash League continues into week four. Marlene West, Cayman's number one female squash player and club manager at the South Sound Squash Club, says it's a league they try to run twice a year, and Baker Tilly has been the generous sponsor for the last four.
It's been quite popular with the companies. This season, I decided to try and include a raffle just to get people just to stick around, because usually people are busy, they'll come in, they play, and then they go. But I think that has been really popular. People are sticking around. They're watching the other matches. They're being more social. They're actually speaking to other team members. So, you know, a little networking vibe is happening as well, which is good, because we've had Thoughts Equipment that's come on board this season or for this session. And they do have quite a few of the competitive players. And what we try to do as well, even if a company, for whatever reason, somebody can't play for that week, I try to use our top juniors to fill in the spot to give them some, you know, just some different play, some match play from different people rather than them playing themselves all the time.
West says the Corporate Squash League has seen some great talent with new companies on board, and for the most part, each division is competitive.
Our A and B string for this season have been quite strong. The last couple of seasons, I would say our A and B haven't quite been what we would consider A and B in the more advanced levels. But this season, there have been some really good competitive games, competitive matches at that level. The C and Ds have remained constant and steady, but we have seen a lot more different people in the C's and D's this season, which is good to see. And they too are having competitive matches themselves. So right across the spectrum, we have kind of beginner play, intermediate play, and then we have the more advanced play. And it's quite prominent and evident this season.
Companies involved in this season's Squash League are Baker Tilly, PWC, Walkers, Bedell Christian, Scott's Equipment, KPMG, and the defending champions, Grant Thornton. The league is played every Thursday night at the South Sound Squash Club from 6:30 p.m. onwards. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.